Amud Beis, Laman Amud Beis at the very bottom. All right, Tana Rabbanan. La'ilam. Always, you hate Adam and Vasanan Kihilal. A person should always be a Anav, like Hillel. Val, you hate Captain Kishama. He should not be Makbid on people like Shammai is. Ma'is, a famous story, B'shnei B'nei Adam with two different people, Shehimru Zeh Ezeh, that they went ahead and they made a bet with each other. Whoever can go and bother Hillel, Yitel Dalad Meyaz Zuz. We'll take 400 Zuz. Each one bet each other, the other. The first one said, I'll go and I'll be able to bother him. That day was Erev Shabbos. Hillel was taking a shower, scrubbing his hair. Basically, he went and he passed on the opening to his house. Amar, Mikan Hillel. Where's Hillel around? Mikan Hillel. So, first of all, starting off by disparaging him. And, this guy was the Gadol Hadar. So you don't like, where's Hillel? You go into Moshe Feinstein's neighborhood and you're like, Moshe. So, in this Atev V'yatz L'kras, so Hillel got dressed and he went out to greet him. I'm like, B'ni, my son, Ma'atev Mevakish, what can I do for you? I'm like, She'eli Yesh Lilishal, I have a question. I'm like, Sho'al B'nishal, please ask. And then he asked him the most dumb question in the world. Why are the heads of the Babylonians round? And it could be that there is hidden things into what he asked, but Amalei Bini, my son, Shaila Gdaila Shadi, that's a great question. Because they don't have good midwives. So when they come out, they are not, they don't have, the midwives don't take care of them well. Halach vehimtin sha'achas, he went and he waited another hour. Chazav amar mikan hill, where's hill? Nisatav yatzlikra, so he came out again to greet him. Amalei b'ni ma'atav mevakish, what do you want? Amalei she'eli yishli shal, I have a question. Amalei sho'al b'ni shal, ask the question. Mipnei ma'ein him shal tarmudiyin tarutais, why are the eyes of the Tarmudians tarutais? Rashi says they're soft. I think I heard from other people that they're like more like Chinese. Amalei b'ni, my son, that's a great question. Because they live amongst the sand. And therefore, Hashem created their eyes in minor evolution, in mini evolution, that their eyes adapted to that area. And therefore, their eyes blow their sand, and it will go into their eyes. Yeah, Rashi over here says the second explanation that they're round. But, okay. The Gemara says, this person waited a third hour. Again, trying to drive Hillel crazy. Mikan Hillel, where's Hillel? Nisat of Yatzel Kras, he got dressed and he went out to greet him. Amalei b'ni ma'atav mevakish, what do you want? Amalei she'eli yesh li l'shal, I have a question. Amalei sho'al b'ni sho'al, ask. Mipnei ma'aregleim shel afrikim, why are the African feet rechavei so wide? Amalei b'ni she'eli g'day l'shal, that's a great kasha. Amalei she'darim b'ni b'tzei hamayim, because they live amongst the swamps, so they need it to paddle like ducks. So then this person tried to antagonize Hillel even more. I have many questions, but I need Shemet Tichos. I'm scared that maybe you will get angry. So apparently Hillel had gone in already. So in his atef, he got dressed and he sat in front of him. Any questions that you have, Shoal, please ask. You're Hillel that they call you the prince of Klal Yisrael. Yes. I hope there's no more else like you in Klal Yisrael. Why not? Because I lost 400 zuz. I tried to get you angry. I lost the bet. I have to pay 400 zuz. You should always be calm. You should be zahar with your spirit. You should always be calm. Kedai hu Hillel. It's kedai that there's another Hillel. Ta'avid al yodei dalad me'azuz, but dalad me'azuz ve'hillel le'akbet. It's better that I didn't get angry and that you should lose 400 zuz. So that not getting angry is more important than 400 zuz. So adrava, it's better that there are more people. 400 zuz is not that much, so a person doesn't get angry. Tan Rabbanan, another famous story. Ma'isa ben Nachri Echad Shabal Lefnei Shami came to Shami. I'm like, how many terrorists do you have? How many terrorists do you have? I'm like, Shtayim? Two? Terrorists Shebechsav, terrorists Shebechsav? I'm like, Shebechsav Ani Ma'amincha. I believe the one Shebechsav. Shebal Peh? I don't believe Ani Ma'amincha. Why? Because it's based on a human giving it over, and probably humans make mistakes. So Gierani, I would like to become a Ger. I'm an Asher till I'm Deinu Teres Shebechsav, and I'm accepting only Sheteres Shebechsav. Goar boy, Shammai screamed at him. V'hoitzi ben Azifa, he kicked him out in anger. Bo'lefnei Hillel came to Hillel Gierani, and he made him a Ger. Yom Kama Amalei, the first day he taught him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. And he said, okay, review that, come back the next day. The Macha, the next day, Apechle, he showed him a Dalet. He said, okay, remember, what's this? The guy's like, Dalet. He said, no, Aleph. And he switched everything he taught him. Amalei, but you didn't tell this to me yesterday. Amalei, you're being soymich on me for that, so why can't you be soymich on me for the Baal Peh? Amalei, lav alai didikas amchaz, are you not relying on me? The Baal Peh nami soymich alai, even for Baal Peh, you should be soymich on me. A third story. Shuv ma'isa ben achriyach. There was a story. Shabal lefnei shamay. Amalei girani amanash telam deni kol teira kula kishani emid al regal achas. Teach me the entire Torah. Holding halfway down. Lamed aleph amad aleph. Doch bu ba'amasa binin shabiyadei. And with all these things, the marshal, the ben yada, the goyin, the ma, they all explain differently why. Like what all these like nuances. Like he kicked him out with a ruler that was in his hands. Like why dafka a ruler and. So he kicked him out with the ruler that was in his hands. Balufne Hill, he came to Hill and Giare, he taka made him a ger. You want the whole Torah? Okay, stand on one foot. Here's the whole Torah. What you hate, do not do to your friend. Zui kol Torah kula. Ve'idach, the rest of it is pirusha. It's just explanations about that one rule of thumb. Zilgamar, go learn the rest of it. I taught you the whole Torah just now. And of course, people discuss why. Does he differentiate between Rabbi Kiva's expression of "V'yahavta l'recha kamecha zeh kal gadol b'Torah"? He says what your friend hates don't. What are the nuanced differences between those two expressions? A fourth story, third amongst the Giyarim, Shuv Ma'isa, is another story. B'nachri Echad with a guy. Shahaya over achir beis midrash. He was passing behind the beis midrash. V'shama kol sofer, and he heard the call of a teacher. Shahaya Omer, he was teaching his children. He's teaching the kids in the school. These are the following of the clothes that you're going to make for the Kohen. The choshen, the breastplate, the ephod, and you're going through all of the clothings for the Kohen Gadol. Amar halalalumi, who gets to wear these clothes? Amar, and by the way, it says in Yuma that those clothes are extremely expensive. Based on today's currency, they were over, I mean, you can make it however expensive you want, but some people made it over $1 million. Amar lai l'Kohen Gadol. They made it for the Kohen Gadol. Amar Oisei Nachri Ba'atzman. This Nachri said to his kid, to himself, Eilich, I'm going to go over it's Gayer and I'll become a Ger. Bishvil Sheyisamuni Kohen Gadol. That you should make me the Kohen Gadol. Balafnei Shami came to Shami Amalei Gierani. Make me a Ger Almanashe to see many Kohen Gadol on condition that you make me the Kohen Gadol. And again, Dachvu Ba'amas Ben Shabbat. He kicked him out with the ruler that was in his hand. Balafnei Hill came to Hill and Giare, he made him a Giare. I'm like, Kluma, but he said, so you want to become king? You want to become our Kohen Gadol? No problem. But you got to learn halachas first. So, Kluma, Amidim Melech, Elamish Yedea, Tachsise Malchus, you have to go and learn the rules of the kingship. Lech, go, Lamoy, Tachsise Malchus, go learn a bit and come back. Halach, Vikara, he went, he learned the Chumash. Kevin Shehigia, he got to the Pasuk of Hazar Hakara of Yumas. He saw the Pasuk that it says that a Zar that gets close to Hashem, that gets into the Beis HaMikdash, he dies. Amalei Mikra Zeal Minamar. Who is this Pasuk said about? Amalei on any non-Kohen. Afilo al David Melech Yisrael. Nasa Isa Ger Kavachemer Ba'atzmi. This Ger took a Kavachemer to himself. Umay Yisrael Shinigru Banim Lamakim. Klal Yisrael, who is considered children to Hashem. Umitoich Ahava She'ohavam. Kara Lahem B'ni B'chayir Yisrael. And he already passed these psukim of we are children to Hashem. We are considered the Bechar. Ksiv Aleihem V'Azar HaKarev Yumas. Nevertheless, it says that a Zar who goes into the Beis HaMikdash gets killed. So Ger, somebody who came and joined Klal Yisrael after, it's Hakal, who is treated less than a regular child. Shebab b'makle u'b'tarmilai, who comes with his stick and his pouch. Alach has kama v'kama. Certainly, he's not going to be allowed into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Balaf and Hisham, he went back to Hisham, and I'm like, Klum ro'u ani lo yas b'kohen gadol. I'm anyways not allowed to become a Kohen Gadol. But I'm like, Ksiv b'tayra v'azara karev yumas. Balaf and Hil, and Amalei, he said, in v'sonan Hilal, yanuchu l'cha brachas al reishcha. You humble hill, you should have brachas that go on your head. You brought me under the Shechina. Liyamim, one day, Nizdavgu, Shloshtan Lamakam Echa. These three fellows met in one place, sitting on the bench. And Amru, Kapitanusay Shal Shammai, Bikshel Teridanu Min Ha'olam. The strictness and the harshness of Shammai almost knocked us out of the world. In Vasanusay Shal Hillel, the humbleness of Hillel, Kiravnu Tachas Kanfei Shechina, brought us under the Shechina. And Lamaisa, the question is, you know, why, what's the pshat that Hillel brought Gerim? We don't try to bring Gerim in. I know, I remember people discussing this. Like, I remember people discussing, like, why Hillel, like, he was able to see specifically these cases that they were really roy to become Yidden. I don't remember, I think that's the standard answer they give. Alright, that's the story. Alright, another famous Gemara. Amale, Reish Lakish. Maidich Siv, what does it say in the Pasuk of Ahoyah? What does it say in the Pasuk of Ahoyah? Amunas Itecha, Choysin Yeshuais, Chochmas Vidas. Amunas is referring to Seder Zroim. Why is it called Amuna? Because a person has Amuna when he plants his field. When he goes ahead, now we really have science to rely on that, but he goes ahead and he has emuna, and when, because a farmers really need emuna, they have to do shvius, they have to leave a year of non-planting. Every single year they basically get only 75% of their crop after paya, leket, shikha, truma, meiser, and meiser sheni. So they only end up getting 75% of the crop. So it's a lot to give away 25% of your money. So that's emuna. Itecha times zeseder moed. That refers to moed, because there's specific times for the yamim tevim. Chaysin zeseder nashim. That refers to chaysin is a lesson of inheritance which you get through women. Yeshuais zeseder nezikin. Yeshuais is referring to, I guess, why is Yeshuais zeseder nezikin? Meishian Rashi says. It tells you to be careful. Chochmas ze seder kachim v'das is ze seder zroim. Chochmas is kachim, and Chavetz Chaim says because there's more chachma in kachim than in the other sedarim. And Da'as, as they say, the Tyrus. Afilu Hachi, and even still, Yiras Hashem, he Oitzvei. And even still, the Yiras Hashem is what Hashem will be proud of is if a person has Yiras Shemayim. It's great if he has all these things when he comes to Shemayim, but Afilu Hachi, Yiras Hashem is what's going to be counting. The next Gemara is the Amar Rava, B'sha Shemachnisin Adam Ludin. At a time that they bring a person to Din, Omrim Lei, they ask him 6 questions. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Did you deal in businessly, honestly? And this is emuna. So there's a first question they ask him: is, did you deal in business honestly? Kevati itim l'tayra. Did you set times for tayra? That's itim. Asakta b'perav yirivya. Did you try to have children? That's for chesin, for inheritance. Zipisa liyeshua. Did you wait for Mashiach? For the Yeshua. That's Yeshua's. Pilpalta b'chachma, did you learn Torah? Havan d'davar m'tayich davar. And das is, did you, the two different ways of learning Torah, pilpul and havana, and learning one thing from the other. Afilu hachi, and even still, yiras Hashem hi oitzer. If a person has yiras Hashem, then he's going to have a good time in the next world, and he loy. Mashal adam sha'amr l'shluchai, ha'alei li kor chitin la'aliyah. It's a mashal for a person who says to his shliach. These are all very famous gemaras. For in the Musavelt and Halali Kur Chitin Aliyah, bring up a Kur Chitin, bring up for me. I'm in the Aliyah, I'm in my attic. Can you bring up a huge amount of bread, so or wheat? Halach the Halala, he brought it up. On Amalei Iraftalei Ben Kav Choymten, did you put some preservative in there? And Amalei Lav, he says no. Amalei Mutavim Lei Halisa, it's better than if you didn't bring it. If you didn't bring a preservative, I don't need that much wheat today. Elamai, I needed it over the next 2 weeks or whatever it is. But now that I don't have any preservative, it's all going to go bad tomorrow. So very nice that you brought in so much Torah. But if you don't have Yiras Shemayim to do with it, then it's not worth anything. So these people who go to the beach, they don't have them so much anymore. But it used to be like those people who unfortunately went off the derech because of the war. So they were big Talmidei Chachamim who faced Nisyonis that we do not face in Emuna, you know, seeing their family killed in front of their eyes twice or whatever. You know, they definitely faced it. And they went off the derech in anger and hate of Hashem. And but they were big time in the Chacham, and they enjoyed learning. They had spent their whole lives learning. So they used to, there was people, it was a keseda that they used to sit and learn, and totally off the derech. It was like, you know, opening a Reb Chaim, and just for the intellectual, you know, they knew the sugya, so they, but they had absolutely, so that there's no point in that. That's taking this mashal a bit far, but if a person doesn't have any Yerush Shemayim, then all the Torah that he learns is not worth anything. Tana Dabei Rabbi Yishmael, Tana Dabei Rabbi Yishmael, Ma'arev Adam Kav Chumten Bekor Shel Tvua Ve'ein Chayshish. This is just the halacha in Hilchas Chayshin Mishpat, that if a person is asking for, if a person buys from his friend a kur of wheat, he is allowed to take out one kav and replace that kav with preservatives rather than giving him a full kur of wheat. And that is not considered cheating him in business because it's understood that for every kur of wheat, you need at least a kav of chumten in order to keep it fresh. So that's understood that it's part of the deal. You don't have to give him a full kav. Any person that has Torah and he doesn't have Yerushalayim, daimer legizbar shemaser lemeftechei us hapnimius. It's daimer to a treasurer that they gave him the keys to the inner chambers, but umeftechei us hachitzonis, but the outer chambers loyim lusulay. They didn't give it to him. Bahai ayal. How is he supposed to get in? So. How is he supposed to get in? Very nice, he has the Torah, but he doesn't have the way to get there. You need the Yerush Shemayim to get in there. Machriz Rabbi Yanai, Chaval al delez ledarte v'tari ledarte ovid. He says it's even the other way. Chaval, if you don't have Yerush Shemayim, means you don't even have the actual. You have the Torah, which is the entrance way to get there. But you don't. The Tara Ledarte is the entranceway to the chamber. But you don't have the actual chamber. You don't have the actual chatzar. So chaval, woe unto somebody. The less Ledarte doesn't have a chatzar, but he makes the gate entranceway to the chatzar. So too is a guy who learns, but he doesn't have Yerush Shemayim. He has the entranceway to get to Yerush Shemayim, the Tara, but he doesn't have the actual Yerush Shemayim. So he says the muscle is even more. He flips it around. And Amar of Yehuda Leibara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esay Lamay Ela Kedei Shiyiru Melefanav. Hashem created the world so that we should fear Him. Shenemar V'Halekim Asa Shiyiru Melefanav. Hashem created the world so that we should fear Him. The Gemara brings a story. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Lazar have a Yasvi. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Lazar were sitting there. Chalav V'Ozel Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And Rabbi Yaakov passed by. Amar Leichad L'Chavrei, one of these Rabbi Simon said to Rabbi Lazar, or the other way around, Neku, let us get up, Mikamei, and stand in front of him. The Gvar Dechil Chatoin Hu, because he's a person who fears sin. Amar Leidach, the other person said, Neku Mikamei, let us stand up in front of him. The Gvar Bar Oirayan Hu, because he is a person who is able to paskin. Amar Le, Amina L'Cho, Ano, I said the Gvar Dechil Chitin Hu. I said that he's a person that fears sin. And who's even better. That's the best thing you could have said about a person. And va'amritli adbar arayanu, and you tell me that he knows how to learn. I tell you that he knows that he fears sin. It's even better. Tis time, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Lazar, the Amr, the Gvar, the Chil, Chitinhu. Let us prove that Rabbi Lazar is the one who said that he is a person who fears sin. The Amr, Rabbi Yechon, and Mishim, Rabbi Lazar, Ein l'kadosh baruch hu ba'ilamai el Yerush Shemayim b'lvad. Because we have a statement in the name of Rabbi Lazar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing in this world besides for Yerush Shemayim. Shenemar, va'at Yisrael, ma Hashem alekecha shalomim chakim l'yira. Hashem only wanted you to fear Him. V'chsiv, v'yemer l'adam, hein Yerush Hashem hichachma, shekein b'loshin yivani kar l'achas, hein. In Greek, and this is one of the many examples in Torah where the Gemara darshens the Torah in a different language. In Hain, in the Greek language, means one. So, Vayomrash la'adam Hain, one thing that Hashem has, Yerush Hashem Yichachma, is the Yerush Hashem. So, the Gemara says, Tistayim, apparently Rabbi Lazar elsewhere praises the concept of Yerush Shemayim greatly. So, he's the one who said it over here. The Gemara continues. The Gemara now goes back to this concept that they had, that Kehelas was going to be, buried and not canonized into being one of the Divrei Chazal. So Darish Rav Ula, Ma'idav Siv, what does it say in the Pasuk? Al Tir Shaharbe. Don't become too big of a Rasha. Harbe Hut is Lir Shahamat Lir Shah, a lot you shouldn't, but a little you could. Ella, the Gemara says, it's referring to Misha Achel Shum, Varecha Naidav. Somebody who eats garlic, and he stinks. as we know by those who eat garlic. So the Gemara means to say as follows. If a person makes a mistake, he sins. So immediately he should stop that course of action. He shouldn't say, anyways, I sinned, let me go ahead and I lost Elam Haba or whatever, or I'm anyways on this derech, I may as well do this. Never do that. That's what the pasuk means, Al Tir Shaharba. Even if a person already failed a little bit, don't give up. Don't say, oh, I'm already this. Oh, let me, I mean, it could be, sometimes there's a plan of action for getting out of being, you know, getting out of being in a hole. But if a person should never say, like, I'm already a sinner, let me just continue sinning. As we all know, people unfortunately say that.
Didn't we have that same mashal by someone who starts eating without a bracha? Should he make a bracha?
Yeah. Yeah, it does, this expression does come up. Yeah, we had it. Very good. That is exactly where we had it. We had it in the brachas. Very good. So somebody who ate garlic is going to go ahead and eat more garlic. But it's the same idea. A guy started without a bracha. He should be like, oh, let him eat more without a bracha. Same idea. Darish Rava Barav Ulam. I say, what does it say in the pasuk? Ki ein chartzuvus lemoisim ubari ulam. What does that pasuk mean? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Le'dayin le'rishayim she'en en charedin va'atzevim. Not only do these rishayim not fear or get depressed. That's the expression, that's the word chartzuvus. It comes from a conjunction of the words charedin va'atzevim. They're not scared like charedim. That's what charedim mean, by the way, or Quakers. They're not charedim va'atzevim. And we're not, morose about Miyam Hamisa. Their hearts are strong like a huge palate, like a huge room. Because they're like, what does that mean? The Rishayim know that they're going to die eventually. And nevertheless, they have fats on their flanks. They have no worries about it. Maybe you'll say that they forget it. No, Talmud Lemar v'Achreim b'fiim yirtzu sela. They're always talking about it. How often does a guy say, "Yeah, well, we're going to Gehenna," and "Well, I'll see you in Gehenna"? How often do they say that they know that they're going there, and yet they don't? It's something that comes up all the time, and they just go on with their lives. Okay. The Gemara now goes to the last part of the Mishnah, which was that if a person is kichas al haner, he's having, literally means chas, means he's having mercy, but he's worried about the lamp itself. He doesn't want it to break. It's getting too hot, so he blows out the fire like that. Or kichas al psila. In all these cases, he is chayiv. Rabbi Yossi says he's pater from everything until he wants to make it pecham, until he's trying to put it out in order to create a better coal. So the Tanna Kamma, we said, remember, we talked about this 2 days ago, yesterday. We talked about the halacha is that when a person goes ahead and does a malacha, do we take the reason why he's doing the malacha into account when deciding if he's violating Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda says, we do not. And therefore, if we witness you doing the malacha, so long as you knew what you were doing, obviously if you were just stretching your hand out and by mistake you turned on the light, that's misasik, that's something else. But if you knew what you were doing, you turned on the light, but for a different reason. I'm turning on the light because I would like to scare the bug that's on the light. For that, Rabbi Yehuda would say, you're chayav, you turned on the light. And Rabbi Shimon would say, you're pater, you didn't turn it on because you wanted light. So that's what we saw in the Mishnah, that if you put out the light for anything, for any reason, then you're pater, then you're chayav. That was Rabbi Huda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi said that you're pater on everything. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi commands svirle. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Ik Rabbi Huda svirle. If he holds like Rabbi Huda, so then all the cases in the Mishnah should be chayav, like Rabbi Huda said. Afilo bahanach l'chayav. Elamai yuhal like Rabbi Shimon, v'ik Rabbi Shimon svirle, the psilin amilifter. So then, where you're chas on the psila, when you don't want the psila to, when you're feeling bad for the psila, you should also be putter. Because it's mashma, chas ala psila means that I just don't want the psila to burn down too low. That's what chas ala psila means. So I'm not doing it because I want to burn better later on. I'm doing it because I feel bad. Why is the wick burning so bad? Amar Ula lo'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda sfirlei. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Because Sava Rabbi Yossi holds that Soyser, Amanas Livinus, Bimikaima Havi Soyser. Amanas Livinus, Shalabi Mikaima Loy Havi Soyser. He holds a special halacha that when doing a malacha that unwinds things, like Soyser, which is the malacha of taking apart a binyan, it's true you don't have to take what you want in mind, but there is a quality that you need. And that means you need to have taking it down in order to build it over here. So even if it's for the wrong reason, like Rabbi Huda doesn't care about reasons, but it's got to be to build over here. So, says Rabbi Yaisi, if I'm blowing out the candle because I'm scared the lantern is getting too hot and it's going to explode, so I'm not necessarily going to rebuild it right here, then I'll explain why it's not right here in a second. So then it's going to be, then you're going to be putter. But kichasala psila, when I'm blowing out the wick, because I don't want the wick to get too short, but when am I going to relight it? I'm going to relight this very wick. That's called blowing out in order to relight it in the same place. And that's why specifically there you're chayev. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbah, Mechti, let us see. Kol malachas yalfini luhumi mishkan. All malachas, you learn from the mishkan. Vahasam, soysam anas livin eshelebim mekaimei. And over there, when they took apart the mishkan, they were taking it apart to build it somewhere else. So why do you need soyser? Why is that true? Where do you get that from, that you need to take it apart in order to rebuild it in that same place? Omar lei, sha'ayni hasam, there is different. Kevin d'chsiv, al pi Hashem yachanu, kisoyser almanas livenes b'mekay maidami. Since over there it says that you're going to recamp based on Hashem, so wherever Hashem told us to go, that's where we would go. So there's two ways to explain this. Either the whole world is like Hashem's place, so and since everything was being done by Hashem, it's as if everything is b'mekayim. Or alternatively, Hashem could tell us to rebuild it right here. Hashem could say, take it down. Okay, you know what? Put it back up. So therefore, it's as if we did it for the b'mekayim. I'm trying to remember. I remember we had a Geshmaka question where a kid was stuck in a room. A kid was locked in a room, and the question was, I'm trying to remember the two choices, and one of them was based on Soy Salman Ass Living, so that's why it was better. The choice was either to kick the door down, the kid was getting frantic, so the case was either to kick the door down, and thereby ruin the door frame, and probably the door also, depending on who's kicking. What was the other option? The other option was, I don't remember, breaking the lock? I don't remember, but it turned out there was a Soyser Amanas Livinus Bim Mekaimei question. It was this question over here. I can't remember the two choices. But we decided to do one over the other based on that it's not Soyser Amanas Livinus Bim Mekaimei rather than the other one was. I think breaking the door down was Soy Samanas Livinus Mekaimei, because we're going to rebuild it right here. I don't remember the second option. I don't remember what the case was. But those were our choices. Okay. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Lo'olam K'Rabbi Shimon Svirlei. Rabbi Yechanan says he holds like Rabbi Shimon. U'mayishna psila. Why, when you put it out to save the psila, why are you chayev? Amar Rav Hamnuna v'itei Rav Ada Bar Ava. Ha'achav psila shetzarech lehiv avo askinan. Over here, we were talking about a psila that needed to be singed. The ba'ahi afila Rabbi Shimon ma'idah. The kamisak and mana. Over here, when you blow it out, when you light it up in order to, and then blow it out, you were lighting it up to singe it. You were making it better. You were being mistaken on it. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv. Omar, Rava says, Rava likes this explanation. Daikanami, I'll prove it to you also, Dekatani, because it states, Shehu oise pecham, because you are making it into pecham, which is like a coal. V'loi katani mepneisha na'as is pecham, not because a pecham happened. Shmamina, that was your intention. Your intention was a positive benefit. And that's why you're going to be chayiv, because there was a positive benefit over here. The Mishnah Brura discusses erasing. Erasing is a similar malacha, where it's taking apart something. So, and we passing like Rabbi Shimon, where you need it to be a positive malacha. So if you go over to, to a malacha, if you go over to something and you erase it, so let's say you have the words, he owes me money. Now by erasing it, you did a positive thing, because that's what you have to do after the guy pays you back. So is that type of erasing where you're not intending on rewriting, but you have a totally side benefit. Is that considered a positive benefit or not? That's specific. Or is it specifically I'm erasing so that I should be able to write nicer over here? So from this Gemara, we don't have a proof, because this Gemara is talking about where I'm going to relight this very wick nicer. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Al shalosh averus nashim eses b'shas leidasan, and for three averus, women died during their childbirth. Al she'inun zahiras benida, if they're not careful with nida v'chala, when they're not careful with taking off chala, and v'hadlakas aner, and the hadlakas aner on Erev Shabbos, a very famous Mishnah. So, Nida, my time, what's the reasoning for Nida? Why specifically by Nida? Amar Yitzchak, he kilkala bechadrei bitna. She messed up in areas of her inner room. So, lefikach tilka bechadrei bitna. Therefore, she gets hit with regards to things in the inner room and her stomach. Teinach Nida, the Gemara says, Nida is an easy one. What about Chalav, Hadlaka Sener, Ma'ikil Meimar? So, the Gemara says, Kedidara shahukli la'a. Aled Rav Chisda, like a certain Galilean said to Rav Chisda, so a person from the Galil said to Rav Chisda, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Revi Yisdam Nasati Bachem. I gave you a Revi Yisdam, that's apparently, according to the Gemara, the smallest amount of blood that you can live with. Al Iske Dam Hizharti Yischem, and I made you, I said you people should be makbir on Hilchas Dam. Reishis Karasi Yischem, I called you Reishis. And Al Iske Rashis Hizarti Eschem, and I commanded you to give the first of your doughs to the Kohen. Neshama Shanasati Bechem Kuri Ner, the Neshama that I gave you is called an Ner, and Al Iske Ner Hizarti Eschem, and I commanded you on the Iske Ner. Ibata Mekayim Oisem, if you're Mekayim et Mutav, Ve'im Lav, Harini Noitel Nishmaschem, and if not, I will take your Neshama. I don't really understand this specifically, because Hashem commanded us 613 commandments. So, why specifically these three? I mean, he explains it, but I'm just saying that Chayri could have figured out more stuff that, you know, to say this on. But Umayishne b'shachs le'dasan, why specifically at the time of the Leida? The Gemara gives several mashalim for this. Amrava, because that's when she needs help the most. So Hashem just said, listen, I'm not going to go and kill you. But once you need desperate help, I'm not going to go and save you. Maishne Amrava nafal ture, when the ox falls, that's when it's the time to chadad la'sakina, to sharpen the knife. Abaya Omar, another mashal, tapesh tirois amsa, that bechad machtura lehave. The amsa is a maidservant. Tapesh is a lot. Tirois, foolishness. So, a maidservant will do a lot of foolish things, and you're like, all right, just roll your eyes. But once, bechad machtura lehave, finally once, you know, your kid does something foolish, he does something foolish. Finally, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, and bam, you hit him with one thing that... that gets you, that with one hit, will cover all the makas. So to over here, a woman, when she's getting punished for Chava's sin, Hashem is mitzarev, owe more punishments to that. Rav Chisda Amar, Shavki L'Ravaya, then Menav Shenafel. Rav Chisda says, a different mashal. Let this, Shavki L'Ravaya, let a drunken person just fall by himself. The Menav Shenafel, he falls by himself. So to over here, Hashem just says, listen, same idea as the first mashal. I'm not going to go ahead and touch you. You'll fall by yourself. I'm just not going to save you. It's a drop different than the first mashal, because the first mashal was like, when the person is down, that's when Hashem will get him. But over here, it's like, he'll fall by himself. Mar ukva amar ra'aya chagra v'izei rahatin. The shepherd is blind, and the goats are running around. So, above chutra milei and abe dore chushbana. The shepherd cannot catch up to the goats until they get to the fence. And once they get to the fence, that's when he finally catches up. So above chutra, mile, when they finally get to the fence, that's when he speaks to the shepherd speaks to them, and abei dori chuzben, that's when the chesben comes. So a similar mashal as before. And Rapapa Amar, Abba chanvasana nafishi ache umrechame. At the in a store, there's a lot of friends, and this is a famous yisoid. When life is going good, then people have tons of friends and people who love them. Nafishi ake umerachame, machame, people who love them. But above chanvasa, at the beginning of a store. In other words, when a person's doing good. However, above bizune, when he hits stages of bizoyan, loy ake veloy merachame, he doesn't have any friends or brothers. And so too over here, when life is going good for the woman, so then she has tons of friends and help her out and praklitim and shemayim. Suddenly when things are going bad, They don't necessarily hang around her. Okay. So that concludes Daf Lamed Aleph.